Now turn to part 4. You will hear an extract from a radio program. For questions 24 to 30, decide which of the choices, A, B, or C, is the correct answer. There will now be a pause of 1 minute for you to look through part 4.
Hi, this is Say It Like It Is, the programme in which your comments about what's been on Radio 1 for the last week are read. And for today, well, we had many listeners writing in about last Tuesday's science programme, which was based on weather this time. John Holmes from Oxford says,
"Your climate changes turned out to be quite an interesting programme. Professor Jones's theory that we're slowly going towards another ice age was quite astounding. I was taught that the Earth was moving nearer the Sun."
You could be right, but I don't think that will happen in our lifetime. Mrs. Kent from Brighton talks about weather problems which could affect us in the near future.
"Some experts may tell us what the weather may be like in the next century, but I'm more concerned about the present-day situation. I think that tax money and scientific studies should try to focus on short-term weather forecasts and try to make them more precise and accurate."
Many listeners have the same point of view. On the other hand, Tom Sheridan from Manchester has a different opinion.
"I hear that experiments are being made to change the weather in Britain. But who wants it? Nobody would like a set weather pattern. All those conversations about the weather would disappear."
We'd find something else to talk about, I'm sure. Food, for example. It seems to be a favourite of our readers, judging from the letters we receive.
"Dear Jim, I'm writing an objection to the cookery series on Wednesdays."
Tim Saunders from Coventry writes,
"Most men already know how to do things like making toast, so our time shouldn't be wasted by such programmes."
Tim would like more challenging cooking tips. We've got the producer of our cookery show here today, Mr. Paul Spencer. What about more difficult cookery on your show?
"I can relate to what Mr. Saunders is saying. Up to now, we've been doing basic things to help beginners, but we'll be moving on to more difficult recipes in the next few weeks. I hope that the programme will be more interesting for Mr. Saunders in the future."
I hope so. To finish off, we have a few letters referring to the rumours that lending libraries won't be free to the public anymore. Jane from Bournemouth has a few things to say about this.
"For students like me, books are too expensive to buy, and we depend on libraries for our books. 20p is too much to pay for every book we take out."
Don't worry, Jane. It's only a rumour so far. And our last letter comes from one of the elderly in our community.
"The elderly have to pay for their needs, so why shouldn't others pay for theirs? They pay in pubs and discos. Why not at libraries?"
Well, that's all for today. More for you to think about. If there's something you'd like to comment on, write to Jim Adams, Say It Like It Is, Radio 1.
You will hear the piece again.
Hi, this is Say It Like It Is, the programme in which your comments about what's been on Radio 1 for the last week are read. And for today, well, we had many listeners writing in about last Tuesday's science programme, which was based on weather this time. John Holmes from Oxford says,
"Your climate changes turned out to be quite an interesting programme. Professor Jones's theory that we're slowly going towards another ice age was quite astounding. I was taught that the Earth was moving nearer the Sun."
You could be right, but I don't think that will happen in our lifetime. Mrs. Kent from Brighton talks about weather problems which could affect us in the near future.
Some experts may tell us what the weather may be like in the next century, but I'm more concerned about the present-day situation. I think that tax money and scientific studies should try to focus on short-term weather forecasts and try to make them more precise and accurate.
Many listeners have the same point of view. On the other hand, Tom Sheridan from Manchester has a different opinion.
I hear that experiments are being made to change the weather in Britain. But who wants it? Nobody would like a set weather pattern. All those conversations about the weather would disappear.
We'd find something else to talk about, I'm sure. Food, for example. It seems to be a favourite of our readers, judging from the letters we receive.
Dear Jim, I'm writing in objection to the cookery series on Wednesdays.
Tim Saunders from Coventry writes,
most men already know how to do things like making toast, so our time shouldn't be wasted by such programmes.
Tim would like more challenging cooking tips. We've got the producer of our cookery show here today, Mr. Paul Spencer. What about more difficult cookery on your show?
I can relate to what Mr. Saunders is saying. Up to now, we've been doing basic things to help beginners, but we'll be moving on to more difficult recipes in the next few weeks. I hope that the programme will be more interesting for Mr. Saunders in the future.
I hope so. To finish off, we have a few letters referring to the rumours that lending libraries won't be free to the public anymore. Jane from Bournemouth has a few things to say about this.
For students like me, books are too expensive to buy and we depend on libraries for our books. 20p is too much to pay for every book we take out.
Don't worry, Jane. It's only a rumour so far. And our last letter comes from one of the elderly in our community.
The elderly have to pay for their needs, so why shouldn't others pay for theirs? They pay in pubs and discos, why not at libraries?
Well, that's all for today. More for you to think about. If there's something you'd like to comment on, write to Jim Adams, Say It Like It Is, Radio 1.
That is the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left, so that you are sure to finish in time. Pause for 4 minutes. You have 1 more minute left. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.